Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Kermit Wall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hooper. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hooper. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Chapman moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses scores. Chapman scores. Fain moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra takes first base on ball four. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bearden. Guerra moves to second. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Moses takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Boone moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. Boone scores. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hegan. Fain moves to third. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-1 in the game. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to second. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Guerra hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moses moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bearden moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Joost fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fain moves to second. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-2 in the game. Wall takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to third. Joost moves to second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Guerra hits a fly ball towards center. Dobie catches it and throws to home to double up Fain. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Rosen moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen moves to third. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a line drive into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Indians. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter pinch hits for Bob Hooper. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks, Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it and throws to second for the out. Suter moves to third. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Suter scores. Moses moves to third. Vallo moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Fain reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. Vallo scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Bob Lemon now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mo Burchi now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Hank Weiss now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Guerra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Weiss moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Weiss moves to third. Dillinger moves to second. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to home for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boone. The throw from Guerra and he is safe. Boone steals second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Sam Zoldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zoldak hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Steve Gromek now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Joost hits a pop-up towards the mound. Gromek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Wall strikes out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey pinch hits for Mike Guerra. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Fain moves to third. McCoskey moves to second. It's Athletics, 6, Indians, 6. Paul Lehner pinch hits for Hank Weiss. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fain scores. It's 7-6, Athletics. Dick Weak now pitching. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Astroth now catching. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallo. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Carl Scheib now pitching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-4 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With 4 walks. Moses strikes out. 1 out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Vallo strikes out. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan strikes out. 1 out. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Dick Weak. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into center field. Chapman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Chapman. Boone goes all the way around to score. Tucker moves to third. It's Athletics, 7, Indians, 7. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell is walked intentionally. Lou Boudreau pinch hits for Bob Kennedy. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wall misplays the ball. That's an error on Wall. Tucker scores. Mitchell moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.